So what does the Nurtured Village do?
So the Nurtured Village is a maternal mental health charity, and we aim to reduce the prevalence of maternal mental health disorders by increasing social connection and reducing the load on mums. Essentially, we're just here to bring back the village so that parents can raise children together rather than on their own.
So how do you help? Because we've got many communities across the Central West who will be and many mums who will be raising children. Some married, but some on their own. How do you help these people across the Central West?
So it's so varied but so similar, which is, I think, one of the most special things about it. So we have locations, as you said, all throughout the Central West and all around the country. And each month, our communities come together to nominate a mum that might be in need of some help. We receive multiple nominations, and then those nominations are always drawn at random because we are not means tested and we are not in the habit of comparing one person's circumstances to another. So, the first weekend of every month, a recipient is drawn, and then we spend the coming month working with local businesses, community members, fellow mums. We're registered as an organisation with Give It as well, so we can receive donations from literally all over the country, and we build a hamper that's tailored specifically to this mum and this family's needs so we can best help them for the month coming forward. And then at the end of the month, we deliver a beautiful hamper to mums all throughout the region and all throughout the country.
So, what benefits do these hampers bring? You've sort of already answered this, but what benefits do you bring to these mums who are in need?
The biggest impact I think we have is just giving mum some food so that there's less stress for her to have to cook dinner at the end of the day, and it seems so archaic, but one of the most simple ways we can help people, and especially new mums, is just making sure that there's some food so they don't have the mental strain of cooking, they don't have another physical job to do, especially with, the economy the way it is at the moment. A lot of people are having to choose between food and utilities, which is a position that no one should be in. So
Indeed.
one of the main ways that we help is, making sure that bellies are still full and mum's got one less thing on her plate to worry about. We always take, allergies and intolerances in mind. So like I said, every meal and every donation is tailored to exactly what that family needs. So we're reducing a bit of the load there on mum. We're helping out where we can financially. Now that we're registered with Give It, it's really opened up what we can receive, which is beautiful. But we might be providing things like fuel vouchers, grocery vouchers, pantry essentials. We try and stock up their kitchen as best we can. Depending on mum's circumstances, if it's a brand new bub, there'll be nappies, wipes, all those sorts of lovely things. And one of the most recent ones we've had, especially in Bathurst, is making sure that little ones have clothes coming into winter. Just making sure that they've got the essentials so that mum isn't having to worry about those basic things that we should all have access to, but not everyone does. And then we also have the social element. So each of our communities has a Facebook group which serves as a virtual mothers group. So if any time anyone's needing to lean on someone for support, if they've got, services or goods that they can give, they can connect with the mums within our groups. And so we've got that real social connection there because even though we really should be as connected as possible in communities now, given we have so many outlets of social media, so many ways to connect, I think we're more isolated than ever. And especially looking at mums nowadays, and especially regional mums, we've got physical isolation, and then there's just the burden of the economy and changing seasons and the pressures of being a mum in this society. So I feel like, really emphasizing that connection piece for mums and for our members just is like a big warm hug.
Can imagine it would be. So this service sounds incredibly useful to a lot of people. Where can we find out more or even sign up to help maybe?
Absolutely. People getting involved is one of the best things that we can ask for, because if we don't have community members and local businesses especially getting involved in donating finances, goods or services, we don't have hampers to give. So you can check out thenurturedvillage.org, which is our website, and from there you can register a financial donation. You can find more about our volunteers and our recipients. You can nominate a mum from there. If you're local to Bathurst and Blaney, you can search the Nurtured Village Bathurst and Blaney on Facebook to then join your local hamper community and help with the physically building that community. If you're local, we've actually got a few drop-off locations in Bathurst at the Mitchell Early Learning Centre, Willow and Reed, and Body Image Lash Brows and Tans. And then in Blaney, we've got Bestwick Real Estate. So any of those locations will receive your goods and hold them for us until we can deliver at the end of the month. We're also on Instagram, the Nurtured Village Hampers. We have a podcast that's got some resources for parents there. So there's lots of ways that you can be involved with us. And we really welcome anyone that wants to be part of the village and help bring it back, because at the end of the day, we are a not-for-profit and we do rely on the generosity of our communities and the cohesion of our mum so that we can keep it flowing.
And that was Caitlin Bywater from the Nurtured Village speaking to us about the work they do and the services that they provide for mums across the region. Caitlin, thank you very much.
Thank you.